Call of a Leader conference call, hosted by Dave Johnson, along with top leaders, sharing the Nikken vision.
Realized that the company was solid. That's when we realized the value of what we had. And that's just the thing that I think is most important that people do. That's what makes the whole mindset work and the whole thing really start rolling and having the momentum is when the people realize the value of what they have. And that's what I like to talk about. But today, I'm most excited about talking about this guy named Wes Leonard, who came along and married our daughter, Whitney. He had grown up in Bremerton, Washington, so that was fairly nearby. And he was on his own by the time he was age 15, 16. He was in the U.S. Navy for 4 years. Maybe he'll tell us a little bit about maybe why this has helped him to make some decisions he did. And then he is a graduate in psychology from the University of Washington. And so he married Whitney, when, as I said, in 2010. And she happens to have a love of Nikan since she was a little girl. And likes to go traveling, and she loves recruiting. And when she was a small, maybe 6 years old, she told us she didn't want to sit with us when we traveled on the airplane, that she wanted to go so she could sit down and talk to somebody else about Nikan. And she would bring us their names from the first, from the time she was that old, she was recruiting. And so, so then she went out and recruited herself a fantastic husband. We are very, very proud of what was success. So, Wes, did the background that you have anything to do with, deciding that you would be interested in the business that we're in? How did that come about? I hope Wes is here. I did send him the host code.
Oh.
I will have to go out and come back in. I think to pick up the phone line I have that works and call Wes and be sure that he, he said he received my note, but I'm not sure what's with, because he's received both of them, I guess. I sent one directly to him. So I'll call him, and I'll be right back, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Well, everybody, what's kind of exciting, if you heard our call Monday, that was Josh Nelson, and he's the son of Reezy Vaughn Nelson, who are really successful at Nikan. So I really like this idea of having not just an opportunity, but something that is so fantastic because realizing that this is the last business you'll ever have to do. This is your last and best career. And one of the neat thoughts that I really like about this is do you believe in something enough that you would share it with your mom or your brother or sister? And along that line also, or your son or your son-in-law, and actually working in this as a family business. This is really something that has staying power. When I look at the profession of network marketing, and historically, you look at it, and it goes back into the late 40s, and so it's getting close to 70 years old, and over that period of time, there's a lot of companies that have come and gone, and I've seen people that have gotten, you know, a few good checks, but almost all of the people I've seen, it's maybe a 3 or 4 or 5 year period at best. And when I go talk to people and they hear I'm in network marketing, we start comparing notes and they say, how long have you been in Nikan? And I say, oh, just getting started. I've 24 years. And their jaw just drops because that's pretty much unheard of. There's very, very few companies that are over 5 years old. And so just the idea that we we've been around that long getting good checks, but also that now we actually have kids getting into the business and they're doing it. So this really is amazing to be in a company that has that kind of staying power. And it's also really fun to actually be in a brand new 40-year-old company because of just these new products and new leadership. We've got all kinds of things that are happening. And just having my friend Ruth Williams, who's been in the business over 20 years, and she's out there working, and she's excited about it, bringing in new people, high PGV, and joy to have something that's so fun. I tell people that NACAN is my hobby. It just happens to pay real well. But have we got Ruth back?
I'm back. I was unable to get through to Wes or Whitney, so they must be on the call.
Let's try it this way.
All callers are unmuted. All callers are muted.
Hello?
Wes?
Okay, Wes and Whitney, can you push star 6? Maybe they're on that way without the other. We got you now.
Can anybody hear me?
Hello? There we go. Okay.
I have no idea why I was doing that. I muted and unmuted myself 6 times now. I don't know what was going on.
Okay. Well, here we go. So let's go forward. Wes, hearing good things about you. Glad you're on our team.
Okay, Wes, so did Neil ask if I asked you a little bit of a question about your background? Did you hear me ask that?
Yeah. What experiences I think contributed to me, pursuing NACAN full time. And I think that, there's a lot in my background that kind of pushes me towards seeking independence. You can tell from my youth, I was a bit of a hard-headed, independent young man. For good or ill, but, it worked out for me in the end, thankfully. So, I'll tell a little story, little while, not too long ago, before I was doing this, I was the project manager at an industrial manufacturer. And, when I started with the company, probably 4 or 5 years ago now, they were a cash flow negative company. They were just getting started up manufacturing their first year. And, I was fresh out of college, so I didn't think too much of it. They offered me a $40,000 a year job, and I said, that's good enough to get me started. So I started there just packing boxes in the warehouse, and, they quickly realized what they were wasting, and so I moved up and set up their supply chain and set up a manufacturing office for them, set up a service team for them, and, ended up setting up an installation team and ending in project management where I was. But, 4 years later, I was still making $40,000 a year, and I was working 60-70 hours a week. And when I left, we had $60 million in contracts in Washington alone. And while I'm not solely responsible for that, a lot of that has to do with having an infrastructure that was capable of supporting that kind of business, which they didn't have before, which they could recognize that I had been a real big part of putting together, but, that really didn't matter in the long run. That wasn't going to get me ownership of the company, and that wasn't going to get me, any bigger of a paycheck, which was the reality is where I saw it was going, So I saw the writing on the wall and decided, nuts to this. This is just crazy. I'm making this guy all this money, and it's not, it's only taking me away from my family. It's not helping my family whatsoever. So that was the big
thing. They were really thinking for you. I think they were really careful about you because they knew you could handle the responsibility and they gave it to you, but I think they were really concerned about, could you handle that extra money? So they kind of kept you back there.
Right.
It's funny you mention that because the owner and I actually talked about it. He says, it's kind of unfair because someone at your age is forced to live a simpler lifestyle, although you apparently have the experience of a 40-year-old. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what that means, but I think that my value should be placed on my merit and what I can actually do, not my age or what you think, what lifestyle I'm supposed to have, so.
Sometimes we have talked, Wes, about, working with people who are in their 20s and they haven't really had this job experience that makes them dissatisfied with a job, and that sounds like that is one thing that really helped to educate you.
I have to agree. I've been very fortunate in my life that I never experienced the whole Occupy movement that my generation seemed to have. I got out of college, I was successful, and I continued to be successful after my short 4-year professional career there ended, and so I think that's really true. A lot of younger people, it's not that they don't you know, want the same things that we want in network marketing, or especially in ECAN, you know, with BetterHelp, it's that they don't quite have that, you know, my experience, it's my opinion now, they don't quite have that, you know, confidence in themselves and that kind of, you know, they look back on their accomplishment and go, you know, I did do all of this and I can do big things. And so I think I can do big things for myself rather than do big things for someone else. And helping people my age understand that is a lot of fun.
I agree. I think that was the thing, one of the things in my background also is that I was very independent and had to make my own decisions a lot. And I think that really helps kids to be able to do that. Let's move into your recent first excursion or trip, business trip, with your new NECAN business bill. And how did that go, and kind of walk us through how that went and what she learned, what you learned about it, and kind of what you did to put it together and make it successful.
Well, Judy, I know you're on the line. Get ready because you're about to turn three shades of red here. Judy is a wonderful lady. She's 74 years old, and she is totally, just completely awesome. And so my wife had contacted Judy, you know, via the phone, and they got to talking, and Judy decided that she wanted to be real serious about NECAN. She saw potential here for a business, and she absolutely believed in the products right from the get-go. You know, she had some experience with NECAN in the early 90s in her group, and she never quite lost that, you know, lost that spark for what NECAN had to offer. And so she sponsored him with Environment Pack. And, you know, she said, well, I'm really serious about this. I want to get people together. And so we started talking and we said, well, you know, if you're serious, we can come out, you know, we can send me out. We can send Wes out. We need to come and help you get started. She said, oh, it'd be wonderful. And so we let a couple months go by and we finally got down on that date there. You know, as I was traveling up there, so I spent my time just in the car, but making use of my time in the car, listening to some, you know, prospecting CDs. You know, which put me in a great mindset for, you know, getting started up there. And so Judy, being the wonderful lady that she was, by the time I got up there in the evening time, I had a presentation about an hour later, with, you know, some of her family and then a few of her neighbors that came by. There was about five or six people there. And so that kind of got us started, you know, and we saw how much fun that was. And all week long, Judy was working hard. She was calling people that she knew in town, and we would go out in town and we would prospect so that she could meet more people that she knew in town. Judy apparently knows the whole town of Republic, and the whole town of Republic knows and loves her. So, you know, and that's really what our week was repeating. It was awesome because Judy was very diligent about contacting people, calling them. And, you know, this is a lady that I would say doesn't have some people have that fear of picking up the phone. This woman does not have that fear. She will pick up the phone and she will call somebody. You know, it doesn't matter what the result is, she will get on the phone and call. And, you know, that's one of the things I love about Judy. She's just really, you know, she really stands up for what she thinks is right and what she thinks is going to help somebody. And, you know, not so much that she's pushing them away. She just, it's enough to get her the gumption and get up and call people. And so, you know, that's what we did. And we kept having one-on-one presentations with people she knew throughout the week. And then Friday we had two presentations. You know, we had an afternoon one that had a great turnout. And then, you know, Friday evening we learned that you don't compete with football in the town of Republic. We didn't have so many people for our evening, you know, preview, but it was fun nonetheless. And we got to, you know, introduce some nice people to the products in the evening. We got to introduce a, you know, great couple that's, you know, sponsoring into Judy's business and, you know, buying some wholesale packs this week. And, you know, that it was just that kind of drive and that kind of organization. And let me touch on the organization. You know, it was important. Judy and I sat down every evening and we planned out our activities for the next day, you know, so that we knew between these hours here's what we were doing. You know, it's serious when you do that. You have to treat it like a business and you have to, you know, fill your business hours with activities that you think are going to help your business grow.
That turned out very well.
Yeah.
Did you say Judy has been in the business for quite a few years? Was somebody that your wife signed up before you came along into the picture, or does she in and then she got back in, or how did that kind of get out?
In and then got back in. She was in the early 90s, and I don't know that how long she was in for, but I know that, you know, she had the wonderful stories from, you know, sometimes when her husband lived in Wisconsin, and, you know, she had a bit of a network with some people, that she worked with back then. But it's been quite some time, so, you know, she's in a phase where she's starting fresh with DCAM.
Cool. There's quite a few people like that, by the way, and so keep your eyes open. I've had quite a few people say that, they were in DCAM years ago. And then, the entrepreneurial bug or the need or just what's going on in their life today, they thought, you know, I need to do something. And then they start looking around, and then they called and they says, you know, there really isn't anything better out there. I'm going to do NECAM again. And so, yeah, that's pretty exciting.
Well, Wes, was it?
I love the other shot, though. Just one other thing. You're talking to Judy, and she's meeting all those people. One of the most powerful things is when you recruit somebody, when you bring somebody in, you're not just bringing them in, you're bringing in their influence. And it's fun to bring in somebody that's influential. So, yeah, that's a fun thought right there. Sorry about that.
Well,
go ahead.
That's a good thing. Wes, when you came back, you had a different point of view of how much it took to build a NECAM business. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that and the number of people that you wanted to contact?
Yeah, you know, Woody and I, you know, were in kind of maintenance mode before the trip. And when I say maintenance mode, this might shock some people, but, you know, we reach, you know, prospecting 5 new people a day. And, you know, for some people it seems like a lot, but what I realized coming back from my trip was, you know what, if we really want to, our goal was to make silver by the end of the year. You know, if we really want to hit that silver benchmark, then we totally have to pump up our volume of what, you know, the people we're talking about. So, you know, Whitney and I have gone from 5 people a day to calling 30 people a day, and we try to call 30 people a day a piece, and, you know, which has led us to, you know, okay, now we really need to go over and make sure we talk to everybody we know. We really need to make sure that we have fresh prospects. We really need to make sure that we're diligent about our time, because the numbers that we're trying to hit are so high that, you know, wasted time is unconscionable right now. We realize that, you know, we have a big goal that we want to hit. In order to hit that big goal, there's a tremendous amount of effort that's going to go into it right now. It's just like pushing a car up a hill. Soon we're going to get the car to the top of the hill, and then, boy, when the car starts heading back out, we're just going to try and keep up with it.
Well, those are some awesome numbers.
Okay.
I would like to throw in on that. If you're look at the business, it really boils down to talking to people. If you're working, you're talking to people. And also the thought that if you look at anybody that's really successful in the business, regardless of where they are, whether they're making $1,000 a month or $200,000 a month, whatever it is, their organization basically, almost all their income is from just 2 or 3 people, and that's it, who have in turn 2 or 3 people. And so if you're making lots and lots of calls, it's basically to identify your key people, your 2 or 3 key people. But once you find one, you don't want to just say, well, let me know if I can help you. I'm just going to keep making calls. What you want to do is keep those calls going, but now you make calls for those people, and making calls for those people, which actually is more fun, and you get the leverage of working and helping those people duplicate and start going down into depth. So, so much of your business, if you need another leg, go out and always try to recruit people yourself, but as the business progresses, more and more your calls and your work is helping other people find their people, and which is really fun and satisfying.
I agree. You know, there's no more fun thing to do than get a 3-way call that you weren't expecting, and get to tell the other person on the line how much of a hoop this person has left, you know, you're connected with. So
I love that. Yeah.
Oh, that's what has really helped them develop a business that is as wide and as deep and enough to be able to last over like the last 20 years that both the Johnsons and the Williams have been in Nikan. It just keeps going down, down, and it begins right at the beginning, just like Dave is talking about. And as you look into the future, Wes, what do you see that you want to be able to do with your family or with your life that wouldn't have been available in a regular type job?
Well, this will sound kind of flippant, but whatever we want. that's it. We're going to be able to do whatever we want. And you can't do that with a brick and mortar job, you know. I don't ask people for time off. I don't ask my boss for a raise. If I want a raise, I go out and I get a raise. You know, if it's a decision that we want to go help someone get started and they're invested and they're excited about it, then we can do that. And that's, you know, the kind of freedom that Nikan offers. And I don't think, honestly, and I'd say, you know, most other networks, and I got to hear about some other network marketing companies on my trip, and, you know, I think we have a great deal here in Nikan, not only with a compensation plan, but, you know, with the way Nikan recognizes our investment in the business, and so the programs that they put forward, like the Two for the Win, the Leader of the Pack, you know, in some companies, you got to spend $2 to make a point. Not only is this company dollar for dollar, but they're going to give you things, if you participate in a program, which is fantastic. It's phenomenal. So not only is it rewarding and, you know, in a monetary sense, you know, and as far as being equitable, you know, for the reps and their investment and their time investment, it's, you know, it's just empowering to be in an industry where freedom is what you really are marketing. You know, you're marketing the fact that, guess what? I can make $50,000 a year in my pajamas at home, and not have to worry about calling in sick because I've got great help, not have to worry about missing my kids' play, because I helped them make the costume and I'm there with the video recorder. You know, not have to worry about, you know, and that's the hardest thing to break is that paycheck mentality. Does not have to worry about, okay, I gotta pay my bills every month, so I need to spend this much time doing this much work for somebody else. You know, being in control of, you know, what your life and what your family's decisions are is huge, and only network marketing offers that, and only Nikan offers everything else with it, you know, better health and better finances, you know, better family life. I sincerely believe that when I say that.
Wow. So I think you can see right there why we're so excited about Wes and Whitney's future and the vision that Wes has and the way that he comes across. We're really very happy to be working with them and we're looking forward to seeing their future in Nikan.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate being able to get to know you, Wes. I think I met you when you first got married, but if I can help you, give me a holler too. I love the telephone. The telephone's my friend, and you guys think that too, because it really is. And we love talking to people on the telephone about Nikan. It's just something that's a gateway skill, and get really good at it and do it often, and you will be there. And